Good morning, this is FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Bruce Swicker with Swicker Advisory, an industry consultant. Bruce, how you doing?
Just great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm good. I wanted to talk to you because you just got back from being the keynote speaker at the European Parquet Federation. Probably need to explain, parquet is the word in Europe that they use for hardwood. So you spoke about the U.S. market versus the European market and differences in wood flooring in that market in here. So give us a quick summary of that.
Sure. The FEP, European Federation for Parquet or Wood, is like the NWFA. So these are the owners and CEOs and executives of manufacturers of plywood and wood. There's some similarities. When I look at the size of the market, they're similar in that they're about $2 billion each. The difference is that as a percent of the value in Europe, it's higher. It's about 15%, and the average price of wood in Europe is higher, which accounts for some of that. But the other piece is that LVT is not quite as big in Europe as it is here. The other similarity is that they both dropped. If you look at 2021 to 2024, they both dropped over 30% in Europe, right, more than the U.S. You know, they're sitting around asking me, do you think we've hit bottom? You know, I have to say, I don't know. I think it might be unlikely that we've hit the bottom yet with all the uncertainty going on and the implications of that uncertainty relative to tariffs. And now we've got a distraction in the Middle East as well with a war there. So, yeah, it was interesting being an American, traveling and talking to Europeans about what's happening here in the U.S. as well as the flooring industry in general.
Yeah, let's give a couple more stats because you put together a good sheet on this. It's interesting that they consume more solid hardwood. I think their engineered hardwood is 35% of the business. Ours is 70% of the business. We source a lot of our product. I think your number is 25% of what we consume in the United States is coming out of Vietnam and Cambodia. That's where that engineered is so strong. And as you mentioned, their value, what they're paying for a square foot, is higher because solid is obviously more expensive. I'd like to point out too that when we did our annual report in the May issue, wood was the big loser of all the businesses, and you know, the business was roughly all 4% in comparing 24 to 23, but wood was down 13.4%. So it's a good question for us to even ask over here, has wood hit the bottom? Because I'm hearing now from a couple of my friends in the business that the wood business in 2025 is doing better than last year.
Oh, that's interesting. So in Europe, last year, the wood business went down about 5 to 6%. So it fared a little bit better in terms of the decrease rate was less than in the U.S. You mentioned the imports. Vietnam and Cambodia represent 25% of all the consumption of wood in the U.S., right? And a higher percent of engineered. So over in Europe, the imports are probably only about 15%, China being the leader of all that. The big news for them is they had a big win. They were able to get the EU Commission to establish an anti-dumping duty on Chinese wood. It ranges from 31 to 36%. So that should help. But they are not as exposed as we are to imports over here. Whether or not we've hit the bottom, I mean, we're like walking down a dark basement stairwell and we're trying to figure out whether we put our foot on the floor or we got another step to go. One of the things about hitting a bottom is that sooner or later, you've got to get something that turns on the light so you can go back up the stairs. And right now, Kemp, there's not a lot of light. It was interesting. I was listening to ITR and they did a webinar for the NAFCD and it talked about how we're limping along. The bleeding has slowed down. You know, we'll probably have a decent U.S. economy, but in the flooring industry, I think we'll have the third year of disappointment and waiting for the second half of 2026.
Right. Another factor is we're talking about this comparison, the U.S. and the EU, they consume almost twice as much tile on a per capita basis, you know, ceramic tile and flooring. So, you know, that's a factor. And for a while, LVT was a bigger deal here than in Europe. But you were telling me prior to this call that LVT has taken off in Europe as well, right?
Yes, the European pie chart of how they use different types of wood flooring would also show that the soft side of flooring is higher here in the U.S. the laminate side over there is much higher in units. It's like 17%. Laminate is a preferred product over there, and tile, as you said, is much more heavily used on a per capita basis. So LVT, when I first looked at it back in 2018 in Europe, its market share was, you know, maybe 11-ish percent, something like that, maybe 12. Today, it's probably between 15 to 17. So wow. It's growing. It just hasn't taken off like it is in the U.S. So let's say it's about 30% approximately in the U.S., give or take. It's a little more than half that over in Europe. The MMFA, which is the European LVT part of the Resilient Industry Association, they had a press release that said they had unit growth of 8% in 2024. Mm-hmm. And within that, interestingly, SPC grew 28%. In units. So I see the rate of adoption of LVT in Europe picking up speed.
So they're doing the same trends. They're just a couple of years behind us, I guess.
Yeah, I'd say they're, you know, a few years behind us. But once the pace picks up, it's not going to take over and be 30% in Europe like it is in the U.S. I think they're very entrenched in laminate. Obviously, tile's not going anywhere. And wood as an aspirational high-end product in the high-end market, it always has a place, right? But it'll be creeping up.
Well, hopefully we are at the bottom in this wood business. I noticed at Neocon on the 7th floor where the temporary spaces were that the Hardwood Federation was there promoting the use of real hardwood materials. So they're spending the money to talk to the architects and designers about using more hardwood.
Huh, good for them. That's interesting. I'm like Switzerland. I have a foot in all camps. So I like all floor covering types. So it's good that when each of them does what they need to do for their business, I think it's terrific.
And we're hearing that carpet's actually doing a little bit better this year as well. So carpet on the upper end and hardwood on the upper end is doing better according to what we're hearing.
Yeah, I think the problem is at the middle end, which when we have times of recession or recession in quotes, low demand, it suffers the most. It drips down, trades down towards the lower end. And the bottom of the lower end just goes away. People can't afford floor covering. So the projects get smaller, postponed, or a lesser cost project is what they do. But the high end seems to have a lot of resilience and always has.
Let's end on this note. It's interesting to see that consumer sentiment was up on the last reading, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a year of just being up and down, up and down. This uncertainty, the tariffs, the clock is ticking, but that could be extended. As I mentioned, we got a distraction here in the Middle East. It's going to be a year of uncertainty, and we're going to muddle through. You know, maybe we get some slow growth in units, maybe not. The good news is we've got pent-up demand, and we are going to see some price inflation. How much? None of us know. And we all listened to Fed Chairman Powell yesterday. It's wait and see. And I think that's where we are. We're muddling through, waiting to see.
You were just in Europe, and they've lowered interest rates over there, right?
Oh, yeah. The Europeans talk a lot about they have an opportunity here to come together and become a major geopolitical and economic force if they can, in fact, unite, which is not easy to do in the EU. But they are on a different course. They're trying to turn things around. It's all about Germany, and we'll see what happens. And the geopolitical events obviously derail some of that. But we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Bruce, well, thanks for spending time with us and giving us a quick summary of your speech over in Europe. Again, been talking to Bruce Wicker with Wicker Advisory, and you've been listening to Kempfer and FloridaLA.net.